This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, Steve, here we are. Last break of the day on this Thursday.
Yeah, you know, I was trying to think of closing remarks today, and I kind of want to finish up what I was talking about yesterday. And it's about choices. You know, we all, when God created us, we're really the only animal that he created that has the power of choice. Every other animal he created doesn't have a choice. This is what birds eat. This is what birds do. This is how they, you know, make baby birds. This is the time of year that the birds have to be born. This is where deers live. You know, this, we're the only animal that he gave the power of choice to. But that comes with a tremendous amount of responsibility. Because you get to decide. You actually, what that actually means is you have a say-so in your life's direction. Now, that's a huge responsibility, but man, that's kind of cool if you think about it. Do you know that you have the power to make the decision right now to change your course of life if you're unhappy with it? Well, Steve, I ain't got no choice. There's always a choice. You always have a choice. You, no person living is not faced with choices every day. You get to choose every day to be positive or negative. You get to choose every day to do right or wrong. You get to choose every day if you're going to go left or right. You get to choose every day. Should I get on this journey to heaven, or should I just go on and take this ticket to hell? You get to make those decisions. You get to make those decisions. But that's a cool thing, y'all. Because if you are in a position today and you are unhappy with where you are, you right now can start making decisions to change that. But every change that you will attempt to make in your life will start with the one inside your mind. There lies your greatest chance for change. You have to change your mind. See, the difference I've learned between successful people and non-successful people, it's just one thing. It's how they think. Successful people are not more talented than non-successful people. Do you know how many talented people I know, man? I mean, extremely talented, and they just decided for whatever the reason not to use it, not to do nothing with it, not to go forward. Do you know how many people will die with their gifts packed neatly in a parachute on their back? Do you know how many people will never take a leap of faith, will never, ever allow that parachute to open? Do you know how many people I know like that? I know a bunch of them like that. But then, ain't they always got something to say about the decision you made, though? Ain't that crazy? I don't see why you did that. Oh, Lord, and don't fail at something. See there? I wouldn't have did that. I knew when you did that, that wasn't going to work. But you attempted it. And that's the process of succeeding. Failure is a part of the process. And you got to make a decision how you handle the failure. But you got to keep making decisions. When you see people sitting around that ain't making no decisions, they not going nowhere and they're not doing anything. And if you're not going anywhere or doing anything, guess what? You ain't accomplishing a single thing. So why are you worried about these people? I go back oftentimes to a stanza of a poem. It's been reworded so many times, but my version is the one I chose. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred with dust, sweat, blood, and tears. Not to those cold and timid souls in the stands who know neither victory nor defeat. I don't care what they say about me. If I know it ain't true, I keep on moving. If it's true, I keep on moving. It don't matter what they say, man. They are not my author of my life. They are not the architect of my future. My author and architect is my Heavenly Father only. He is the only one that has control of my future and my destiny. No man can stop what God has for you. Make that decision today that if you are unhappy with where you are, make the decision to change that position and go on with your bad self. But take God with you, though. Take the Lord God Almighty with you, because with Him, all things are possible. You cannot fail. Now, this is coming from an imperfect person, the person that shared that message with you. And as an imperfect person, I'm a living witness that you ain't got to be perfect for God to bless you, because He'd have done it for me, and He'll certainly do it for you. Those are my closing remarks today. Hope you have a good one today. Talk to God today. He would absolutely love you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.